567, the Peninsula at Long Neck LLC, east of Road 299, south of Marina Bay Circle, within the Peninsula Development, a variance from the maximum allowable height requirement.
Gentlemen, I want to introduce myself again. Mr. Conley's already been sworn in, so the introductory remarks I made on the prior application apply equally on this, so again, I'll just incorporate what, by them by reference from what I already said. It's a similar situation. This is another section of the Marina Bay development area. The builder of this section is Miller and Smith, which again is a builder that's doing work at the Peninsula. These are townhouse units. The case before this was actually multifamily buildings. Basically, what this amounts to is that the recommended design of the townhome units that they're building or proposing to build here, they recommend that they have different fronts on them to create some relief and some architectural differences on the development. And that the market research they did indicated that the people buying these types of units prefer higher ceilings than normal type ceilings, 10-foot, 9-foot, 8-foot ceilings. The maximum height of these units, there's three types of units that are being built, and the maximum height varies from 44 feet to about 46 and a half feet. And again, in the MR area, 42 foot is the maximum permitted height. So the maximum variance being requested for these townhome units is 4 feet, 4 and a half inches, or approximately 4 and a half feet. Again, there is no living space or space that can be basically used for living space above the 42-foot limit. The only thing above the 42 feet is actually an attic area with a web of roof trusses, and there's no stairs for access to that area. So this is not usable space that could be converted into a living area or anything else. It's not intended for anything like that. It's totally unfinished and really not accessible. Again, I don't need to repeat everything, but there is existing units at the Peninsula with 52-foot height based on the RPC approval from the Planning Commission. Again, this was filed, as I said, and we're asking a variance basically to permit this height, which should be a maximum of 46 and a half feet. As I said, it's a bit unusual situation because it's an RPC where, like, as I mentioned before, design ingenuity is encouraged. There's already a 52-foot existing buildings located in this area. Obviously, without the variance, the buildings cannot be developed in this way. It's not an after-the-fact application. Nothing's been created by the applicant. These are not built yet. They're seeking approval in order to confirm this type of design. It'll not alter the essential character of the area. As I said, anyone buying here is basically buying into a brand new development that this will exist in, so it's not impacting people off-site. It's the minimum variance for this type of design. And again, there's nothing being gained in terms of livable space. It's really being done purely for aesthetic and architectural purposes. Maybe in the big picture of things, probably what I'm saying is perhaps there should be a change in the ordinance to recognize that the type of design, this ordinance has been the same for probably the last 35 years or ever since zoning was enacted in Sussex County, and probably should be some need for some changes, possibly. But in any event, that's our application. We're asking for a variance on this. And again, thank you for your consideration.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Gates? Mr. Pitt?
So you need 4.5 feet, but you're asking for a 5-foot variance. Is that correct?
Oh, I thought it was, is it 5 foot? Is that what the application? I didn't.
The maximum height, according to the architect's letter, which was part of the application, shows that the maximum height is 46 feet, 4.5 inches.
Okay, just for question.
Yeah, the actual,
So basically it's 4.5.
The application is submitted, said 5 feet. The application said 5 feet, so you're correct. It's not, it's 4.5 would be the maximum.
So it's 5 feet you requested. Any further questions, Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? As there anyone here in opposition to this application? There hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move we take case number 9567 under advisement.
And second to that motion?
Second.
A motion by Mr. McCabe with a second by Mr. Mills that we take case number 9567 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give you a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case will be taken under advisement.